From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Hey, first up, cheers, Anne.
Cheers.
Ching, ching.
Ching again. Ching.
We don't have crystal glasses because we have kids.
Yes.
All right. So here we are again. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Today we are chatting about Mama Bear moments.
Rawr.
And we actually have quite a few other voices.
Yes,
we
do.
Excited. Thank you for all the contributions. It's really nice hearing about other moms.
Losing mama, it.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, standing up for their kids, but I guess losing it,
you know.
Same thing. So, Mama Bear moments, we all have them at some point. I admittedly had to think very hard about this because I don't have them a lot. Not sure why, but there is one specific thing that always triggers it.
Okay.
Always triggers it. So,
which
I'll get into that just now.
Are you going to save it?
I'll save it.
Okay.
So I haven't heard yours.
It's a big one.
Okay.
It's a really big one. I'm a little embarrassed, but it felt justifiable at the moment.
Okay.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Second lockdown.
Mm.
Okay. My son was about 3.5, round about there. So a handful type of
it was a difficult
kid.
Time. And you had to generate your own income as well. So
I had to
Everything was stressful.
And the one afternoon, I decide, we need to get out of the house. So I put him on his bike. I take the dog on a leash. And we're going to go for a walk, kind of like around the block type of thing. Just quick, okay? I'm nervous already because this is a 3.5-year-old on a bike. Okay, luckily not much traffic.
No one's driving around.
But, you know, and I've got a dog who's severely overweight. We love him very much. We try, but he's still overweight.
So the three and a half year old is overtaking the dog.
Yes.
You're pulling the dog. The kid's pulling you.
It's a whole thing. We get around the first half of the block. I feel the ground vibrate. I look up because I know this is a car. Oncoming in our direction is a white GTI Golf. The ground is vibrating because of the music.
Oh, gosh.
They are pumping it so loud to young boys in the car. Thinking back now, they probably weren't heading our way as fast as I thought at the time. But nonetheless, they were heading my way. I've got a 3.5-year-old on a bike. I've got a fat dog on a leash. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So they race past me and I let loose. Okay. All of this lockdown frustration, financial frustration, everything comes out. And what I meant to shout was, slow down.
And what you shouted was?
In a very low, deep, dark voice, slow the f*** down.
But could they hear you, though?
Well, they stopped. They stopped.
It's probably one of those moments where between the one song and the next song, you're like...
So they stop, and I'm like, oh, we're going to have a fight, are we? And the guy, the driver, opens his door. They're past me. He opens his door. He leans out and he shouts back at me, I'll go as fast as I want. I held my son's water bottle in my hand. I saw in my mind's eye throwing it at the back window of that GTI, but I didn't. I didn't. I composed myself.
Good job.
And they left. And then I had to walk back to my son after shouting these obscenities in the middle of the road, and his eyes were wide as saucers. And immediately I had to apologize, which I did. I was like, sorry, mommy used a bad word, but they made me really upset. He's like, no, I understand. Like, damn straight you do. So we continue. And what happens? The car comes back.
Oh, so they were going around the block as well.
Uh-huh. The car comes back and now I'm like, I'm amped. I'm like, oh, okay. So I stand in the middle of the road. I'm like, bring it, buddies, bring it. You see why I'm embarrassed to tell the story?
That is.
And there was only one guy left in the car. So obviously the friend had gotten out, but the guy who was in the passenger for this first round of this commotion, he was now driving. And as he drove up to me, he drove up to me with his hands in the air.
Oh my gosh!
And then he got to me and he rolled down the window, and before I could start shouting at him, he said, ma'am, I'm really sorry. We were going too fast. That was not okay. That was dangerous. And I stood there. I was like, well, thank you. And that was
and
that.
All the wind
out of my sails. So that was that. That's
you scared a kid.
I scared a kid. I really did.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, at least it ended well.
It ended well. My son also learned very early on to not drive fast in a GTI anywhere, I guess.
He's going to buy a GTI.
He's not. I think he saw that mama can really go the extra mile.
Yeah.
So don't your mama off, boy.
So that gets us to one of our contributions where one of our moms also scared a boy.
Mm-hmm.
because of an incident that happened in their complex between him and her son. So here, everyone is anonymous.
Yes.
So this is our mama bear number one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pools and kids and chaos. Very angry mama.
So I live in a complex and we have a communal pool, and over December it becomes like a little bit of a summer holiday for all of us, and the kids all go out to the communal pool and they swim and they have a good time. So the one day my son went out to swim and there were big boys there, the big kids as they call them, and the one kid slammed my kid into the pool and he ran home and he told me about it. So when I heard about it, I went straight to his parents in our complex, and I had to confront the situation, and all the kids saw me walk past because I was going straight to his parents' house and they could see that. Mom and dad were both home, they both came out, and I explained the situation to them. They were highly apologetic, and in fact they made the big boy apologize to my son. So thankfully they understood. They said that he does play rough, and so he was scolded in front of his parents, in front of the kids. Yeah, that was my mama bear moment, when I went stomping through our complex to the parents' house, and I let him know that I'm definitely going to tell his parents. And he was trying to explain to me that he didn't mean it, but I said, nope, this is one of those times where I'm gonna have to talk directly to your parents.
So knowing this,
that's mama bear,
that mama bear,
I would be shaking in my boots if she was storming towards me upset about her child.
She doesn't get angry quickly.
No, she doesn't.
But it's the stomping for me. So there's like a mama bear stomp.
Yes.
That you get. Like business. You just have this, you just mean business. Mm. You're stomping towards that problem. And I mean, good for her. I also think when you have a mama bear moment and it involves someone else's child, I really respect the fact that she went straight to the parents.
Yes.
And she didn't confront the child alone. Because sometimes we do get a little bit, carried away.
Uh-huh.
Look, if the kid's parents weren't there, different story.
I would have gone straight to the source then. Absolutely.
Kudos to her for going first and looking for the parents. And good job for the parents. So another contributor, also it had to do with other children bullying. And
yes.
This is what she did.
Mama bear number two.
My mama bear moment. My little guy started grade one last year, and there was some sort of bullying going around in school. And you know that's a no-go. So let's just say I walked up to the teachers, I sat them down, I said, let's sort this out, let's have a meeting, this is the situation, it's a no-go. I mean, my child did not sleep for 3 nights, 3 whole nights, because he stood up for his friend, you know. That was my big mama bear moment. I was like, so what are you gonna do about it?
So this is, this mama bear number two is a really good friend of mine. Sweetest pie, like the sweetest thing on earth, but touch her kids or give her bad service in a restaurant. So the way she handled that was very calm.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot. Can I just say, Mama Bear 1 and Mama Bear 2 are making me look really bad. Wow.
Yeah, again, going to the teacher... I really respect, because I've heard so many parents going straight to the headmaster and saying, your school is terrible and what are you allowing in your school? And the way that she handled it, going to the teachers and saying, let's sort it out together.
Mm.
That's, you know, I really respect that again.
Can I tell you what I would have done?
Yes.
Like walking onto the school grounds, I don't know, my handbag probably would have swung off my shoulder or something and... Oh my goodness, child, is your face okay? Come on, don't mess with my kid.
Are you sure you didn't throw that water bottle at those
boys?
Yes. Okay.
I am.
So, Mama Bear number three, and she had one where she had to confront someone in a vehicle.
A vehicle. Let's have a listen.
There was this one incident, though. We used to live in a complex, and this driver came speeding, and there's a speed limit at the gate. There was a speed limit. The speed limit was clearly written there on the gate, and this guy just, yo, I don't know, I'm sure he knew there were kids inside, because the kids would just freely play outside, man. And I just remember cussing at him. I was so upset, like, how dare you, you know, put our kids in danger like that. What if you cause an accident and, yeah, hurt somebody or hurt the kids? That really got me upset.
There are a few things as satisfying to me as hearing a mother cuss.
Word.
And just thinking about this mama bear cussing at those guys.
I tell you what, mama bear number three would definitely have thrown the water bottle.
Yes, she would have.
She would have, and she would not have missed.
No. They would have been very sorry.
We have a really big responsibility in raising our kids.
Yeah. And I think also when they see these mama bear moments, you know, it teaches them not just that mama goes the extra mile, but it teaches them that you have to stand up for people, right? You have
to. Yes.
So my mama bear moment, this is probably the one that I remember the most, is I was in a shop with my daughter in the trolley.
Yes.
And we were doing our shopping, just going about our business, and there was this older gentleman, and he greeted her, you know, like people do. I really don't like it when people touch my child.
Especially
strangers.
A toddler.
Yeah.
Especially.
I don't like it. So no. He came up to her and he was like, oh, she said, you know, hello cutie, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool, smile, whatever, we go on. And then later on, he's behind us at the line, and he starts like touching her cheek, and he's like, roo, 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 roo. And she,
no.
You know, she
pulled
goes,
away.
She pulled away, and I had to say to him, "I'm sorry, but will you please stop touching her?
Read the cues,
she
buddy."
She doesn't, you know. Yeah, but you know, I'm only being, and she's only being shy. I'm like, no, she does not like it. Please stop.
This is
just leave my child alone. And he was a much older gentleman, and having been raised in, you know, a household way for older people, you always have a lot of respect. And I didn't say it, like, I didn't cuss at him. I didn't tell him to f*** off. Not in those words. But, you know, it was hard. And I've had it before where, you know, even if my husband plays with my kids and he's tickling them and they're all laughing, and at one point they'll say, no, stop, 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 and he doesn't, I would say, will you please stop? She said, stop.
This is something I feel incredibly strongly about. I raised my son saying, you don't have to greet Oma and Opa or an aunt or a cousin with a kiss.
No.
If you don't want to even give them a hug, sweet.
Yeah.
It's your body.
Yeah.
Okay? It's yours.
Mm.
You say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not straight outright gotten flack for it, but I've picked up on flack. But that's like a really old traditional way of doing things. And it's like, yeah, but they have to greet me with a hug. It's only respectful. No, it's not.
No.
He can greet you politely using his words, and that is still respectful. Yeah. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, the whole like coercion over physical things. I mean, just this week, you know, someone, well, I'll just say because she won't mind, because my mom's on the same page as me about this.
Okay.
My one daughter isn't, she's a kisser. She loves kissing you. But the other one really isn't physically affectionate. And my mom said to my daughter, you know, come and give grandpa a hug, you know, say goodbye. And then I just said, you don't need to if you don't want to. And my mom was fine and my dad, you know, they were both understood. Fine with it. So that was really good. But that triggers me every single time.
Yes.
If my child says no, I will say, go and say goodbye nicely.
Yes.
If you want to say goodbye nicely with a hug, cool beans, you know.
If you're comfortable sharing your body like that, that's sweet.
Fine. So yeah, I haven't had many mama bear moments except for that. Like when that comes up, my claws come out. I'm like, just, you know, stay away from my child if they say no. I don't care who you are.
I think it's brewing. You're going to explode. When your big mama bear moment comes, you're going to throw the water bottle. You're going to throw it straight through that GTI's back window.
Are you trying to make yourself feel better?
Or
are you really... I mean, I'm sure it'll come. We don't know.
I hope I'm there when it happens.
So you can hand me the bottle.
Yes.
Maybe it's a glass bottle with, you know, petrol in it.
Oh, wow. That flames. Escalated really quickly.
So, you know. But yeah, so that's Mama Bear Moments. Thank you to everyone who contributed. We really appreciated it.
Yeah.
Wow. Appreciated.
Appreciated it. We look forward to the next Secret Life of
Motherhood.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.